Hello, my name is Barry Bracken. Major changes are in store for the future of Petersburg politics. I would like to address three important issues facing our community today: the current recall petition, the resignation of two city councilors, and the October election. First, regarding the recall petitions, I would like to assure the people of Petersburg that I would not have signed on as a sponsor of the current recall petitions if I did not feel comfortable with the sources of information used to make the claims of misconduct in office through violations of the Alaska Open Meetings Act. It has become obvious that the specific dates of the first alleged meetings were incorrect, and for that we apologize. However, please note that the petition reads on or about the dates mentioned, and there is very good evidence that the meetings did take place during that time frame. Also, you may have noticed that in previous commentaries, there was no mention regarding the second charge of serial meetings in February. Several people have asked me if we should go ahead with the recall of Councillor Corio now that two others implicated in the violations of the Open Meetings Act have resigned, and the fourth has made it known that he does not wish to seek re-election in October. I believe we need to continue with this process simply because the petition is aimed at unseating a councillor who is accused of misconduct in office, not simply of changing the makeup of the council. Folks should be reminded again that gaining enough signatures to file the petition is just the first step. It will require a majority vote of the people to complete this process. Second, we have now lost two of our six city council members to resignation. Until those positions are filled, all decisions of the council will be made by only five persons, including the mayor. That could make it very difficult to obtain the four votes needed to pass any motion. I was personally dismayed to hear both Councillor Stoner and Councillor Hofstad suggest in their commentaries that neither women nor young people need to apply to fill the open positions on the city council. I don't think anything could be farther from the truth. The recall attempts are not about gender or age or religion or anything other than using the democratic process to hold councillors accountable for illegal acts. We really need a diverse mixture of ideas to move our city forward. Our young people are the future of Petersburg, and I certainly believe they should have more of a voice at the table. I strongly encourage anyone, regardless of gender, race, age, or religion, who is eligible and considers themselves to be fair, open-minded, and willing to openly discuss the issues, to apply to fill one of these interim positions. It also helps to have a healthy respect for the viewpoint of others. And of course, anyone considering these positions must also be prepared to honor their oath of office and operate within the scope of both the municipal code and the state statutes. As far as I'm concerned, the absolute worst thing a person can bring to the table is a preconceived agenda or bias. I especially encourage those who have had some experience on city boards, commissions, or committees to apply. That experience could be quite valuable to both you, as you will need to quickly learn the council process, and to the city because of your past experience with city government. The third issue regarding the October election is really just a continuation of the second issue. We are about to hold one of the most important elections in the history of the city of Petersburg. There will be at least four open council seats and possibly five open seats, plus the mayor's seat on the ballot. Folks can start applying to run for office as early as July 28th. If you are not personally interested in serving, but know someone who has the qualities mentioned previously, and you think that person would make a good city councilor, please encourage them to consider running for office. There are a lot of important matters facing our city in the near term, and I urge anyone with a sincere interest in Petersburg's future to please consider becoming involved. There have been some setbacks in local politics, but I am very optimistic about the future of Petersburg. I feel that a few good people willing to give some time to the city could go a long way toward maintaining and even greatly improving our town. We can continue to be one of the very best places on earth to work and live.